Blog Talk Radio.
We at war. We at war with terrorism.
Come on now.
Kind of hard game, so by the Texas, yeah, that's Texas message. They be asking us questions, harassed and arrested. Saying we eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast, huh? Y'all eat pieces of shit? What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but gas, soup and cases. A trunk full of coke, rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I asked the fool, but I ain't gone to November, I got packed to move. I hope he...
Whip me.
To the hustler, killer, murderer, drug killer, even the scripper.
Jesus
was the victims of welfare, feel we living in hell here. Hell yeah.
Jesus
was the
devil.
Now hear me, wanna see me more clear. Yeah, I know he hear me when my feet get weary. Cause we're the almost nearly extinct. We rappers as role models, we rap, we don't think. I ain't here to argue about his facial features. I'm here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to stay the way school needs Jesus, the way Kathy needed Jesus, that's the way I need Jesus. So here go my single dog, radio needs it. They think you can rap about anything except for Jesus. That means gun, sex, lies, videotape. But if I talk about God, my record won't get played, huh? Well, if this take away from my sins, which will probably take away from my ends, then I hope it take away from my sins and bring the day that I'm dreaming about. Next time I'm in the club, everybody screaming out. God, show me the way, because the devil's trying to break me down. The only thing that I pray is that my feet don't fail me now.
You don't have a train. Why are you people in
the... No. It's awesome. I'm so thankful and hope you are as well. That God blessed us to see another day. This is, again, Terrific Thursday, and it's going to be awesome. We have an awesome show planned on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. This is the hottest Internet Talk Radio show there is. We appreciate everybody joining us. If you're on Instagram, Blog Talk Radio, or through our radio station, Facebook, it is a pleasure to be for you. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe Neighborhood. It is a real grassroots talk show. Northern now, that focus on our neighborhood block by block. And that's what it's all about. We had a series for the last four shows that we aired on Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock, talking how do we prepare our boys to be men. Today we're going to focus on grown men versus grown males. And a lot of the women out there, I hope you're checking it out, because you know the difference. Sometimes we don't recognize which one we fall at. Now, call in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. I will identify you by letting you know the four digits of your number that you can recognize. Now, remember your number. That way you can join in and be a part of it. You can offer your location as well as if you want your name, your organization, and your expertise. That's what it's all about. The web link, if you want to check the show out, is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. As I said, we're the hottest internet talk radio show that's around. We're glad you'll join us. We expand our boundaries, not only just here on the continent of North America, but all over the world. We have 18 countries where we have watchers and listeners who take time to check out to see what's going on WBS Internet Talk Radio. Now, if you want to email the show, you have the same opportunity, WBSW Internet Talk Radio at gmail.com. If you feel comfortable tweeting the show, that's all right, at WBSW underscore Internet underscore Talk underscore Radio at Coach, and I have to say that, Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith 15 at the Smith Wave Production, as well as you can check us out on Instagram. And we have several individuals, and thank all of the blue and white that's joining us today. Thank you so much. And I appreciate the support, brothers and sisters, because you be joining us not just from time to time. We're constantly having sigmas and constantly having zetas and constantly having deltas and all of the divine nine checking us out on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow Instagram. And we're so glad to have an opportunity to sit before you and share some thoughts. Also, at Lorenzo D. Smith 15 is our Instagram, and also at Smithway Productions. So you have several ways you can contact us, and we're so glad. On Facebook, if you want to be a part of it, you can go to facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith, and you'll have a chance to talk with it. If you want to check some of our 360-plus episodes through our WBSW Internet Talk Radio, you can go and check it out. You can just go to our web link and check out, or check us out throughout Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, all of those, Clubhouse, we're there. You know, Google Plus, you can check it out, and you'll get a chance to see where we started back in 2017, was being blessed. It was a vision God gave me. He said, let's go do this, get this vessel, have this vessel available for people to share their thoughts. And we had awesome guests throughout these 4 years. And God has been so good. And we just thankful. WBSW is we the voice of the Smith Way Internet Talk Radio. Again, I want to thank each of those individuals joining us on Instagram, on Facebook, and I'm trying to wave at those brothers and those sisters and those friends. Thank you for so much of those watchers and listeners. We're going to talk about grown man versus grown male. I want you to really think in your mind, what is the difference? Some people have a problem looking at the difference in being a grown man and a grown male. Both come with the same tooth. But the bottom line, that is a difference. See, just like there's a difference between a boy and a difference between a man. And we have to focus on exactly that so we can identify that and help our boys fall into one of the other categories. We have to train them, model things, mentor them to be grown men, not grown males. And you ask the question, what's the difference between a grown man and a grown male? The difference is not just about age. See, some people call it, of course, I'm 40 years old, I'm a grown man. We have some grown males at 40 years old. We have some grown males at 50 years old. We have some grown males at 60 years old. Your fundamental principles, your foundation is the key to determine whether you're going to be a grown man or a grown male. So we have to think about that. When we're talking about through life, you have an opportunity to mature. And it's all about maturity. A grown man is mature. A grown boy or male is immature. And we have to look at it as understanding exactly what our women are facing today. And I ask all the men and all the guys that feel like they're a grown man to kind of model what a grown man is so our boys can know what a grown man looks like. You know, we got to understand, you may have the tools, but it's just sometimes how you use the tools. You know, you may have the age. How do you use the knowledge you have? You might have the physical being. How do you use that? Do you want and show a good example of work? Do you may have the emotional part, but how do you? Do you get mad? A boy get mad when things are going away. A man look at the problem and come up with a solution. Is that you? You're a grown man, a grown male. We have to really put that out there because our women are recognizing and knowing which one you are. You ask yourself, are you a grown man or are you a grown male? And I truly, truly want you to take that and just nurture all that off that. Because as a grown man, you're not a playboy. Because a playboy is immature. As a grown man, you don't play with people hard. A grown male do. A grown man understand what love is. A grown male is searching. A grown man is willing to take responsibility. A grown male is afraid of responsibility. A man is not afraid of commitment. A grown man is not afraid of commitment. But a grown male, which is in the form of a boy, run at the first sign that a young lady wants to have a casual relationship with him. They'll tell you they're not ready. You know why? Because some of the foundation they had in their life haven't prepared them. That's why we have this series entitled, How Do We Prepare Boys for Relationship? We want to be candid with you. I say the number one priority that a lot of us grown males have encountered is it haven't been a good model for you. A model of making babies don't make you a grown man. The model of taking care of those babies puts you in the grown man category. A grown man appreciate, respect not only our queens, but he respects himself and others. A boy or a grown male have a tendency to disrespect everything in his sight. So we have to keep in mind as we begin to tell the difference between a grown man and a grown male, we have to focus on many things. I just mentioned one. A grown man is not afraid of commitment. Too many times, commitment ends relationships. Not only just a marriage, not only dating, but it ends family relationships. It is friendship because you're not ready to commit. Every relationship requires commitment. And if you're not ready to commit, you're going to find your way to sneak out the back door. And that was one of the things we deal with. When a grown man commits and knows how to commit, uphold the commitment because he's responsible, then you know you have somebody that foundation has been settled pretty good. You have somebody who has some fundamental principles. See, that's what a grown man has, principles about life. If you are not understanding that I don't know where you're coming from, but you got to have principles about how you live your life and how you're going to be able to affect other people's lives. If you don't understand, you got to work hard on understanding. The simple principle falls in what we call character and characteristics and traits. One of the things that we always talk about, we're talking about characteristics of a healthy relationship, but a characteristic of a healthy person is that you have to love yourself. See, a grown man knows how to love himself because he can love others. A grown man walks with honor. He walks in that honor because he's honest with who he is and whom he is. A grown man have trust. He's trustworthy. You can trust him. A grown man can communicate with you. Come on now. Some people are afraid of communication. I tell everybody, if whether you a male that feels like you're grown, but you're a man and you feel like you're grown, if you are lacking to know there's a communication, work on it. Because a grown man communicates. A grown male runs from communication. The only way their response for a grown male is to lash out, to attack, to abuse. That's what a grown male do, but not a grown man. The call-in number so you can be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, I'll get you on the line. You can have a conversation with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, known as Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And you can be a part of neighborhood. As I said earlier, when we're talking about the characteristic, a grown man is willing to improve. A grown man is willing to improve. A boy have a tendency to find something else to do instead of improve. They want to blame. Come on now. We got to understand what a grown man is. We're talking about the difference of a grown man and a grown male. See, everything comes down to when we're talking about the various characteristics of healthy relationships and a healthy functioning human being as a man is that you have to be dedicated. See, once you're committed to it and you understand what commitment is, you can be dedicated. And you can be devoted. That's what a grown man do. A grown male have a tendency to let fall under somebody else so they can take care. See, young ladies, when you are now searching for a viable partner, you have to look for, as I mentioned from the beginning, when you're looking for a grown man, you're looking for somebody who's committed and understand what commitment means to the success of your relationship. A grown man gonna tell you, I'm responsible for my action. I don't blame nobody else for my mistake. One of the things all of my friends I do have know that I don't spend as much time on worrying about the problem. See, a grown man coming up with some actions that gonna lead to a solution. See, I'm telling you, if you as a grown, you say I'm a grown man, if you are not accepting the responsibility for your action, but you want to blame everybody else, you may want to fall over in the grown male category. It's nothing wrong. Now, you can flip up and go back over to be a grown man because you have to go through a process of maturing on the thing we're talking about. Whether you're responsible for your action, whether you're committed. If you're not at this point because you say, I'm too young. See, that's what our problem in our community is. We're talking about preparing boys for healthy relationships so they can move into that stage of grown man instead of grown boy. So what we want to do is teach them and model them what commitment is. Model what being responsible for your action. So when they do get to be a grown man, they can continue to carry on what they have seen in the foundation and the fundamental principle of life. A grown man is not afraid to be vulnerable. You know, we talk about on that show which we have coming on tonight called The Love Cafe, we talk about being in love, we got to be willing to be vulnerable because love is all about an internal thing. See, a grown man understands love is from the heart and from the soul, and it creates a state of mind. If that's not you, you say, I'm not ready because you're still just a grown male. You're going to challenge me, but I'm fine. Do it by calling in and sharing your point of view. 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you have an opportunity to share your expertise, share your experience. It ain't where you got to defend anything here. I just want you to share your thoughts in regards to how you see a grown man and how you see a grown male. I'm sharing some of the things that you can see the difference if you check yourself, check myself, do a check. I do one thing, everybody. I assess myself and reassess myself. This didn't come all the way through my life. It's as I gained maturity, I began to understand I must assess myself and my actions every day. I have a pro and a con. I'm sorry, pro and con tablet that I write down things. And I said, okay, now, this is all right for me today, but this one is good. I got to do better. I got to accept this responsibility to do better. Even if I'm not sure how to, I seek help, and that's a grown man. See, we don't live in the world that we're caught up in stigmas that say we can't get help. If it requires professional help, seek the professional help. That's what a grown man do, because you know, a grown male think the problem is going to go away. It ain't going away. You're not going to address it. So it's going to be with you. A grown man care more about your opinion than their brothers. And what that truly said, now, see, a grown male cares so much about what their friends think about them. They care about their reputation. A grown male and a boy worry about what they're saying about me, how they see me and perceive me out here in the community. Remember the actions that you carry and the action that you do gives people an opportunity to perceive you and also create a reputation for yourself. Be careful. That ain't what a man. I'm really, really focusing on your opinion. As I talk about our show, and I want to make sure you join us tonight at 6 o'clock, one of the things that we really like to focus on, we focus on in the cafe having an appetizer or having a starter, which is lust, just talking about what is that, because people are not sure in our menus. When you go to a restaurant, when you get that startup, you get whatever in the appetizer, that's lust in the entree. Is the attraction that might be the steak and your truly, truly. We have to keep in mind that dessert is the attachment. So I want to know what's your opinion. It don't hurt me to find out how you opinion me because everybody's in time. But from that, I can determine whether I'm allowed that to pull me down or I'm going to crawl out from it. Your opinion is fine. You got your right to give that, but see, that's what a man say. I hear you, and I'm going to take something from what you said, and I'm going to grow from it. A boy will be hurt when you give your opinion of his reputation. A boy will spend his time focusing on the problem and not the solution. See, when we're talking about how we use our fundamental principles of life. We have to keep in mind when you say a man care more about your opinion than what the Boaz say, the man takes that and understand that loving somebody is never a sign of weakness. On our show, we talk about on the Love Cafe, love, the acronym L-O-V-E. The L is for listening. You ain't weak if you listen to individuals because you can learn from each other. You're not weak because of when we said the O is being able to overlook and overcome the challenges and overcome the mistakes or the choices. To overcome and not feeling hurt because somebody talking about you. The V is how you value yourself. Are you trustworthy? Are you honest? How you value yourself? And the E is all about everything. Encouraging. So with love, as I just said, it is never weak. Love is powerful. And as we said, that he is taking love as giving you empowerment. That's what we're talking about. The next thing, a man, a grown man, don't let their egos get in the way. See, a boy will. See, his feeling is hurt. All of our feelings get hurt. But we don't let it get to the point that our ego is bruised, so we fire back to hurt the next person. They always talk about conversation you're having with your significant other when you're talking to your spouses and your life partners. Don't ever punch below the belt. Because I say it's a difference when we talk about men and women. There's a couple of things that we talked about in our show, and hopefully we'll bring it up a little bit tonight as well with the co-hosts that joined me on tonight's show on the Love Cafe at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, is that women focus on love. Women want to be loved. Men want to be respected. That's the biggest focus. But as a grown man, you are not worried so much about what people feel about you. You can't let your ego get in the way. You can't let it get bruised. If it's bruised, don't fire back to hurt somebody else. So one of the biggest things is, when arguments come up or healthy debates come up in relationship, and the woman may say something, and we are not going to get emotional. We're just going to try to protect our ego. A man, don't let their ego get in the way. It's that person's opinion. If that's the way they perceive you, and it's true, it's the truth, believe it. See, a grown male can't handle the truth. That is the scary part about it. They can't handle the truth. The call-in number, again, is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line. You can share your thoughts, your ideas, your expertise, your experience. We'll ask you for your location. Choose to get your name. And you can conversate and chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on this issue of the difference between a grown man and a grown male. If you see it different, share it with us. That's what we want. Three signs that you should keep in mind for people you're recognizing, three signs that he's the person you have an interest in, as you know, he's not a grown man. See, you had to determine where you want to run as a man, run with friends and a grown. You know, we're going to hang out. We call them. See, you know that term, the boys? See, when you're hanging out, see, you're still, you're a grown male then. See, I want you to see that when you see people hanging out, and they're hanging out, man, I'm going to hang out with my boys. See, the thing about it, if you're hanging out with grown men, you will be able to understand that I'm hanging out with the fellas, not the boys. See, now the door is going to dictate pretty much things that happen here. So you have to be careful who you're hanging out with. You're either going to hang out with grown men or grown males, what you call boys. Three signs that he's not a grown man. And we want you to keep that in mind because it's so important that we look at it. See, the significant proportion of unhealthy relationships. See, we try to prepare boys for a healthy relationship, but many of the unhealthy relationships are results of failure to differentiate between a man who's merely an adult male and a grown man. That's why we have an unhealthy relationship. You know, it's amazing. We have an awesome group of individuals that join us that's part of our team. It's one of the things they always say, and shout out to Tina Robinson as well as Eddie Pratt. Almost called about her first name, Denise Stephanie Ministry, as well as Sarita Duncan. It's one thing they always talk about. You can't abuse me and love me. Too many people get caught up in the thing about abusing and saying you love. That has nothing to do with. See, unhealthy relationships come about because that male, grown man, and the difference between a grown man and a grown male. See, a grown man, adult man, he's going to be able to treat you right. He's not going to abuse you, then tell you he loves you. That's not love. That's fear. See, sadly, too many men were never taught how to be grown, how to prepare a boy for a healthy relationship is preparing him for to be a grown man in a relationship. You see the signs and the things they're about to play on, but he give you those signs. But just think about just the introduction to three signs that he's not a grown man. Many men were never taught how to be grown. Or worse, had role models who taught them anything else but grown manhood. See, that's the goal of our series. This is a spinoff of how to prepare a boy for a healthy relationship. How do you prepare a boy to be a grown man, not a grown male? See, we got to model what a grown man look like. We have to model what a grown man act like. We have to model all the things that will help our boys to come into manhood as grown men. See, that statement about grown manhood, we're preparing them for grown manhood. See, too many women don't know one when they see them. They don't know a grown man from a grown male. See, I'm going to share with you today all of those ladies that's on the line or who will go back and listen to this, that you can't, a lot of times, you can't identify the grown man from the grown male. Just because they have the age, just because they have the tools, don't make them grown. Because if he's a boy and never was seen what a grown man looked like, he will not be able to grow into manhood. See, some of the things we have to make sure we share with each other, and especially with our queens. You have to look for somebody that have the qualities of grown manhood and stop settling for less. See, a lot of time we're settling for placeholders. See, I don't want to be by myself. A half a man is better than no man. Come on. Even though he has no responsibility, I'll take him. Even though he's overwhelmed by his challenges, I'm going to take him. He has to come to the table with something showing that he has grown into grown manhood. And too many times we forget about that. See, just some things that we want to kind of keep in mind when we're talking about when he's not a grown man. See, a grown man, he's more or less attempt to move into situations that's going to help him to grow. See, a grown man will recognize distrust. A grown man will recognize resentment. A grown man will be ultimately able to recognize rejection. See, a boy overlooked that. They think a lot of times that with their girlfriend, and when they got a girlfriend, they can roll out the bills, drive up in a nice car, all of those things, and living at home with mama. Come on now, staying at home with mama, but you got a nice car. You rolling out wads of money, but you're staying at home with mama. See, too many times I talk to young ladies, and they say they're so tired of grown males coming up to them, want to talk with them, have a conversation, get beyond associate to the point where they're able to be able to share information and don't even have a place to live. I hear it too many times, brothers and sisters. Some people can get upset. I understand people go through challenges. We're going through COVID-19. Some people lost their home. But you need to get yourself together before you're up in their face trying to get them. You know, you don't even have, some of them don't have a job. And I understand COVID-19. I understand you may have lost your job. It ain't time to be running, trying to find somebody that's going to take care of you. Because these women are saying now, because I've heard them, they call me and they talk with me, and we've had sessions, and they're saying they're tired of taking care of grown males or taking care of boys. They want some men. And we got to understand that. And we have to listen. If you're a grown man, you'll listen. Now you got to get the model for the grown male so the grown male can know what to do. See, you got to understand we learn from one another. We say it's about peer pressure, it's about learning from one another. Let me quickly talk about things that you should look for that cause you not to take time to get involved with a grown male. He does not hold himself accountable for the outcome of his choices. I didn't say mistake. See, we're going to eliminate that word, and we're going to say choices, because everything we do, we make choices. When we make the choice, either going to be a positive choice or a negative choice. But what you will find out in that person that's not a grown man, he's going to blame others, and he's going to refuse to share the responsibility. He ain't going to take on the responsibility. The next thing, women, I want you to be very careful of guys that say they're grown men and they're not, because a lot of times they say, you know, I'm grown, but that girl mistreats me. They become victims. They say they're a victim of women. Instead of a man stepping up, whatever happened, I'm ready to take it on. A lot of times they blame it on their upbringing. And we have to say that that is a challenge. That's why we want to continue to prepare boys for healthy relationships so they can be grown men and not grown males or grown boys. We always want to blame it on, I couldn't get that job because of discrimination. Or you blame it on society. Nobody likes me. You know, I always tell this story when I'm talking to people. I share this story when I was coming up. I grew up in a large family in a two-bedroom home. And a lot of the individuals, even in school, I had a counselor tell me one time, because my father, I'm so proud of, he's gone on, transitioned in 2020 to look down upon us, had an eighth-grade education. That's all he had, an eighth-grade education. But I tell everybody, he taught me how to be a grown man. But I was held to a lower say, you because your father don't have that diploma of working as a janitor, a custodian, or doing things like that, oh, that's all you're going to be. It was amazing. I refused to allow them to determine my faith. I refused for them to determine my direction because I was holding myself responsible. But because I saw a model of a grown man with an eighth grade education take care of his family, be responsible for his actions, taught us how to love because he loved my mom because they was right there. You know, they had eight children, nine, as we look from the outside. And we're living in a two-bedroom home. We learn by watching them to be a grown man. So if you're not ready to be held accountable, you're not ready, you want to blame everybody else because your upbringing wasn't right. They discriminate against me. I tell everybody, you look at me, and I talk about, yes, I was a history individual. I concentrated on history while I was in college. However, I lived through segregation as a boy, and I lived through the beginning of integration as a boy. So I had two perceptions. I didn't blame anybody when I had to go to this school that was 1,200 students and it was 25 black students, and I was one of the 25. I didn't blame anybody. I went there and did what. So let's stop blaming everybody else. We need to take hold of our responsibility. The next thing, you can recognize this in a grown male and a grown boy. He views violence as acceptable and even use forms of human intervention. He views violence as acceptable. And he even desirably used forms of human interaction. See, one of the things, he's all about a boy or a male, grown male, engages in physical abuse. He practiced verbal and emotional violence. He also do things specifically aimed at controlling you. Now, I'm telling you like this, Queens. Don't let him control you. And he spends a lot of time practicing that. It ain't like it's something he just started. He spent time practicing on trying to control you, trying to manipulate you. See, when you see that, and don't stand around. We always say when people show themselves, run as fast as you can. Give them the gift of goodbye and get out of there. I'm telling you, it's so important that you understand that this male, grown male and boy want to control you. He'll hurt you. He'll disrespect you. And he'll punish others around you. He punishes you and your family members and your friends. The next thing, he is unable to control himself. He's unable of controlling himself. or worse, he see no reason to do what? To protect you. See, a grown man protect and provide. A boy will take everything you have because he said you're supposed to take care of him. See, it's all about controlling your urges of your body. See, a grown man can control that. See, a boy who can't control it, he's not going to show you honor. He's not going to show you respect. And he's not going to show you truly who he is. Now, he'll show you who he really are, but he's going to try to mash it up. See, we got to be very careful about these guys when they show themselves that we hang around and say we're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Then they always guys is young lady too, because I can go back to a relationship about 10 years. This person was just as beautiful. Until things got looked up, they really showed themselves. And I knew it was time to run as fast as I can. See, these are things when we're talking about him not being able to control himself because he don't know how to treat you. See, a grown male, which is a boy, don't know how to treat you because you know why? He had to understand from the beginning that treating a queen like a queen, not like a possession or property. See, because as a boy, he possessed his mind. The old saying that we talk about in sports, we play the game, and if your ball, you win it and win it, all of a sudden you get beat, you get mad, you take your ball. Because you know what? It's mine. See, a grown man understands that I can share. See, a grown man going to respect you. A grown man is going to protect you. He's not going to hurt you. He's not going to humiliate you. See, love has nothing to do with hurt and humiliation. See, a grown man know how to love you. If you've been running across grown males, truly grown boys, say, I can love you like you never be loved. And you know what? Saying it is different from putting the action to it. And I want you to keep that in mind because it's so important that we focus on that. Our time is really getting away from us. I want to talk about a couple other things, discussing the grown zone. See, sometimes we just don't even understand. That's the grown zone. Some people haven't reached it. The grown zone, it can be described as a lack of self-control. See, the only way you can express yourself is through sexual terms. See, the grown zone is that I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be talking about what I can do to you sexually. Because, see, a grown man will talk about how he can love you. A grown man is going to be consistent. See, consistency is important. See, one of the things I see Minister Denise Stephanie over here right now, she will tell you from the beginning, I'm looking for a man that's consistent. Don't call me one time. Don't attempt to drop a few dollars off. Don't attempt to show me the smaller things of life. I want you to be consistent because the little things, if you're consistent, it magnifies to very large things. And we have to keep that in mind. See, the grown zone is something that allows you to show your ability to exercise self-discipline. See, in the grown zone, see, a lot of us get up here and we are, as a grown man, we now in a grown zone. See, it's about getting the work done and being on time. It's all about managing your finances. It's about controlling your temper. See, that's a grown zone right there. You can't be afraid of that if you're a grown man. But I tell you, ladies, a grown male or boy afraid of just those three things I just said. In the grown zone, I'm not going to focus on my penis and the size of my penis. See, it's real. It's real talk here, man. It can't be led by that. It has to be led by discussions of how much work I can do, how responsible I'm going to be, how I'm going to manage my finance, how I'm going to control my temper, because things are always going to go the way we want them to go. See, in the groom zone, you don't tell a story without saying, I'm accepting the responsibility because it's my fault. That's what a grown man says. That's what a grown man says. It's my fault things didn't work out. So you have to keep in mind that when you're dealing with a grown male or a boy, it's always your fault. Come on now. And in the grown zone, it leads you to understanding that being a protector, being a provider, being responsible, being in control, being respectful, be loving, be caring, be consistent, be willing. All of these things, when the grown and you're in the grown zone, you know that's a grown man. Last thing we're going to touch on is the difference between, we're going to discuss the difference between a good man and a real man. Come on, quickly. Most people say that a good man, come on now, respects women, is a leader, has courage, and don't mind helping others. See, I don't have to discuss that. Just listen to those things right there. A grown man, first of all, respects a woman. A grown man has no problem leading. See, you know, the king, and I had something I want to talk about in regards to that about the king, and that was some discussion I ran across, and we're going to talk about it tonight at 6 o'clock, talking about a king is able to forgive and work toward improving the situation. But a good man respects women. He leads. He has courage. And he helps others. Ask yourself, the person that have an interest in me, am I saying that? Because all of that going to show up in the beginning. It's never too late to start making your checklist of exactly what this grown man coming at you have. If he's lacking some of those characteristics, if he's not consistent, it's a good chance he probably got a grown male, and he's looking for something that he can gain, and most likely it's the sex. Grown man don't put sex first. Not a grown man. And I want you to keep that in mind, and a real man as well. As I was saying about a good man is truly, truly a secure and confident, but not arrogant. A good man is truly believed that he must treat people with kindness, humility, and grace. I'm going to say that again. A good man knows the key is treating people with respect, treating people with kindness, treating people with humility and grace. A real man is a man with genuine self-confidence and true masculinity. He's a man who knows his own mind and knows what he's about in life, and not afraid to stand up for what he believes in. That's a real man, and that's a grown man. A grown man could be a good man and a real man. A grown male can't be nothing but of you with. So we're going to keep it in mind. I want you to really, really, truly focus on our series tonight. We're going to be talking about forgiveness and reconciliation with love and relationship. If you cheat on you, how you going to deal with it? That's on our show tonight, The Love Cafe. We want you to join us. And hopefully, individual that at times co-host and an expert that's online now and that's watching us, Mr. Denise Stephanie, will join us tonight at 6 o'clock and we can talk about forgiveness. Whether you're going to reconcile, it's a difference. See, we got to know it's a difference and understand it. And quickly, 10 traits. I'm going to just call out some traits that a real man and the best way to get attention. This is a real man that makes a real man the best way to get attention. He's a leader. He lives with order and class. He always looks put together. Come on now. He always keeps his word. He works together worthwhile goals. He said he stay calm in the face of conflict. He take proper care of his partner, and he's dependable. It's been awesome today. Join us tonight at 6 o'clock. I'm Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, and you've been listening and been a part of the chat and talking that's going on with Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, the real grassroots relationship show that definitely focus on all of those things. When we talk about relationship, we talk about love, all that, because it's about training our boys to be men. And then when they get to be grown men, they're not grown boys. So with a real grassroots talk show that focused on our neighborhood issues, block by block. And we hope we share something with you today. I want to tell you the hashtag always is to truly, truly be responsible, one life matter, keep on grinding, communicate for understanding. I want to tell you I love you, and you know, it's truly what you need to tell your family members, whether it's virtual, face-to-face, you know, and I truly, truly want to give you a hug, and I want to let you know the love is here. Do it virtual like I'm doing, and I want to share this before we leave, as we always say, you know, truly, truly, I love you. There ain't nothing you can do about it. But I want to say it in emphatic way so it's on the record. We don't own the rights to the music by the play. I love you, and I have a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome, special thing.
I got this record that I want to play about the woman that she no more. I got this record that I want to play.
My friend, brother, shout out to you. Dope_black woman. Invented stigma 1914. Respected stigma. Thank you so much. Mr. Blue Fire, underscore 1914. Thank you, my brother, the sister. Thank you for joining us. All of y'all, it's been awesome. Check out another now. It's a record. It's all about a record. You got a record. That's
so cool. I can trust her. But she was saying.